section on the blessings and curses of the covenant and the conditional blessings that come out of that. Many Americans are familiar with that all presidents have taken the oath on the scripture for their inauguration, but few are familiar that the first few presidents actually had the Bible open to this particular chapter, Deuteronomy 28. And why is that? It's because there was a recognition that the nation that obeys God's laws will be blessed, and the nations that disobey God's laws will be cursed. Now, some today would say, well, what does this have to do with our nation or any nation? This was given to Israel. But, of course, when we think about the covenant that was given to Abraham originally, God told Abraham, through this covenant and through your descendants shall all nations of the world be blessed. Hear the word of God, Deuteronomy 28. Now it shall be, if you diligently obey the Lord your God, being careful to do all his commandments, which I command you today, the Lord your God will be set high above all the nations of the earth. And all these blessings shall come upon you and overtake you, and if you will obey the Lord your God, blessed shall you be in the city, and blessed shall you be in the country. Blessings shall be the offspring of your body, and produce of the ground, and the offspring of your breast beasts, and the increase of your herd, and the young of your flock. Blessed shall be your basket and your kneading bowl. Blessed shall you be when you come in, and blessed shall be when you go out. The Lord will cause your enemies to rise up against you and to be defeated before you, and you shall come out against one way, and they shall flee before you in seven ways. The Lord will command a blessing upon this in your barns and in all that you put your hand to do, and will bless you in the land which the Lord gives you. The Lord will establish you as a holy people to himself, as he swore to you, if you will keep the commandments of the Lord your God and walk in his ways. So all the peoples of the earth shall see that you are called by the name of the Lord, and they shall be afraid of you. And the Lord will make you to abound in prosperity, in the offspring of your body, in the offspring of your beast, and in the produce of your ground, in the land which the Lord swore to your fathers to give to you. The Lord will open you his good storehouse in the heavens, to give you rain to your land and its season, to bless all the work of your hand. And you shall lend to many nations, but you shall not borrow. And the Lord shall make you head and not tail. And you shall be above, and you shall not be underneath. And if you will listen to the commandments of the Lord your God, which I charge you today, to observe them carefully. And do not turn away from any of these words which I command you today, to the right or to the left, to go after other gods and serve them. But if it shall come about, if you do not obey the Lord your God, to observe all his commandments and his statutes, which I charge you today, then all of these curses shall come upon you and overtake you.